His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And this baby sprawled out in my arms and died in my arms. And I started looking to heaven because I realized Jesus did what he saw his Father do. And so I knew that I had to have a vision. If I could see in the spirit, I'll act out the vision. And so I began to cry out to God. And the Lord said to me, get these people to be quiet. Get them to worship me. So that's the first thing I did. I said, I want you to worship God. I said, I want you to worship. And so they just looked at me like a cow looks at a new gate. They didn't know, how are you going to worship God? There's a baby either dead or almost dead. And so I couldn't get them to do it. I says, just repeat after me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I got them to start singing hallelujah like that. They're Spanish. You know, I'm preaching through an interpreter. But these people, to make a long story short, then I saw myself in the spirit throwing the child up in the air, the baby. Maybe just 2 years. Right at 2 years old, but the baby was playing before, you know, but it's a small child. They're not as big as our babies, our children. So I said, oh, that really made me cringe. I said, if I throw this baby up in the air, there's people going to crucify me. You know, I can't do that. And the Lord says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Do what I tell you to do. I said, here goes, Lord. I threw the baby up in the air. I knew I had to, I felt I had to get him like a foot and a half above my arm. So I threw him up as hard as I could. And all of a sudden, all those women that were standing around me holding this baby, they reached up because they were shocked. And they all went, oh, like that. And the baby sneezed at the top and they took him. They started, they didn't fight over him, but the child came into one person's arms and the baby was doing fine. I said, take this baby home. That's what I did. Well, the next morning we're walking down the sandbar and Ken Parrish, who was the greatest mentor for me in missions ever. He had 200 churches over there in Guatemala. They were called Churches of the Resurrection. He said, look, that child over there is playing and everybody's talking. They're all standing around this child. They're going nuts and they're pointing at me. And I said, what is this all about? So we walked up there and the people started. He said, everybody, let me just hear the story. So he got them to be quiet. And he said to me, they said the biggest miracle is not that the baby was dead and now is alive. The biggest miracle is that when a baby has dengue fever, even if he makes it out of the dengue fever, he's limp and lays around for 3 to 5, maybe 10 days. And he says, that baby's outside playing, running around, and, you know, just having fun in the sand and playing with his little toys or whatever they were doing. And they said the biggest miracle is that he's so energetic, because that's impossible. And that's the story. And I had a lady pass away in the foyer of my church. I had a lady pass away at the Old Country Buffet here. And my brother came and got me and says, this lady's dying, you know. And I got to her and she was gone, you know. And I just began to pray in the spirit over her, and God brought her spirit back into her body. I saw this woman in my foyer. I was on the platform. She went to the foyer. She passed out and died. The rescue squad was coming. The sirens were blowing. I got upset. I said, how dare this oldest woman in my church, how dare she die on the day that we're dedicating this new building to the Lord? I went into the foyer and I said to her, Della, how dare you die? How dare you die on this day? You'll have to pick another day to die. That's what I said. And you know what? She lifted up her head and said, what's going on? And she came back to life. Rescue squad took her away, couldn't find anything wrong with her. And, you know, so Jesus said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. We don't even give God a chance to heal the sick. Much less raise the dead. Every time a person dies around me, it's my job to see if I can get them up.
Well, I don't know, but everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. The only thing is, if I was taken out of the land of the living today, Jesus said, I'll be aware of nothing. He said, the dead are aware of nothing.
That's not true. I believe the Bible says in the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, it makes it clear that when a man dies, his spirit goes back to God who gave it. And I believe if you know the Lord, your spirit and your soul goes there.
Well, why did Jesus say the dead are aware of nothing?
Where did he say that at?
I don't know. I think maybe it was when that lady was bringing her son out of the temple dead, and he said, why do you cry? He's only sleeping.
Well, Lazarus, he said, was sleeping.
Yeah.
He also said Lazarus.
Now, what about this?
Wake him up.
Now, I'm going to ask.
Sleeping is different.
All right.
My son Daniel passed away when he was 38. And the moment he passed away, I heard the voice of the Lord say, except a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. He had always said to us, I'm going to take care of y'all in your old age, mom and dad. And sure enough, he died. He had an invention that went international. And every time we make 100 of his machines, we get a $4,000 royalty. And I had no retirement program, but God provided. And I don't like the way God provided. But let me tell you something. My son was a true prophet of God. He was 38 years old. The prophecies that it came over his life have come to pass, and they're still coming to pass. But so we don't understand everything, but God doesn't count death the way we do. Death is a doorway, and we go from this life into the next life. But we don't take our bodies with us. And that's why the rapture is so important. And I think we're running out of time, Rhett, but let me tell you, I want to tell you, I'm so grateful that you let me come on this program today. And I pray that somebody will be touched. And I am available to come and speak anywhere anybody asks me to come to speak. I don't care if it's a home meeting or whatever. I'll do everything in my power to come and minister the truths that God has given me in my life.
Let me ask you one final thing here.
Okay.
Jesus said, many, many will come to me on that day saying they released demons in my name, they rose the dead, they healed the sick, and he'll say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. To others, he'll say, come in, you fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, visited me in prison, and they will say, we don't remember you. When did we do this to you, Jesus? And he said, well, when you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Also, King David not only was an adulterer, but he was known to be a philanderer, and yet God still said he had a heart after God. So when the push comes to shove, in the end, God is about love. Like he said, did you feed me? What do you have to say about all that?
Well, it's in my book. That same parable is in my book because, you know, all these parables that we talk about, nobody finishes them. The guy that had one talent, the Lord didn't say, give the talent to the man that has 10. He didn't stop there. He said, give it to the man that's got 10 and take this guy out where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah.
And the man that didn't have his wedding garments on, Jesus says, the officiator of that wedding service or whatever, he says, take that man out where there's weeping and wailing and send him to hell. And let me tell you something, folks. God isn't playing around. We've got people that have talents running out their ears, and they're not doing anything for God with it. And we've got to be found busy doing what God wants us to do. And if we he's not playing around. And if you say you're serving the Lord and your life is full of debauchery, I wouldn't want to die in that shape. I want to make things right with God. God knows my heart. I took back a $3 part that I accidentally walked out of Lowe's with about 6 months ago. I took it back. It was just in my pocket. I put it there because my hands were full. I walked out and I didn't pay for it. I brought it back and I said to the manager of the store, "I've got to see you, manager." And she gave me her time. And I said, I don't want to go to hell over $3. And I took it back. And we don't live our lives that way like that anymore. We just sweep things under the carpet. We just do whatever we good and well want to do. And God's not with that. And, you know, the most important thing you can do is serve the Lord. And that's what the closing of my book is all about. I tell people what I do to be rapture ready and stay rapture ready. It's in the back of my
book. Now, do you have a website?
Yes. It's Charles Bennett. And it is, my email is joy-fellowship@juno.com.
That's a little complicated, but if we Google Charles Bennett, we'll find you.
If you Google Joy Fellowship Church, joyfellowshipwc.com.
That's in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hopewell, Virginia.
All right, we're out of time, Pastor Charles Bennett. This is the title of his book. Get a copy. Thank you. Good to see you again. God bless you and be with you and make his face to shine upon you.
Thank you. Invite me back on soon, Brett. God bless you.
I have that intention.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Come up here and sing for us, God and God alone.
All right. God and God alone is fit to take the universe's throne. Through the mighty and the small, the glory of it all is God's and God's alone. God bless you.
That's my song,
Greg. God bless my friend Charles Bennett, Father. Thank you for having him take me to Zimbabwe over 30 years ago. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank one of our business partners, East Coast Tax and Financial Planning. They're local to Vero Beach, but also serve clients throughout the country. East Coast Tax and Financial Planning offers clients an opportunity to sit down one-on-one with a professional in a private office setting, or virtual meetings are available. Tax savings review with every return and year-round support. 772-774-7970 or eastcoasttaxandfinancial.com.
It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress? Mattress Market has quality beds you can actually afford. For more information, Mattress Market can be reached at 772-562-6007 or check out their website, mattressmarket.us.
A.E. Stahls Real Estate and Associates is a hometown family company. Josh and Mandy Stahls, along with their two sons, have deep roots in this community. As a boutique brokerage, they are located steps away from Vero's beachside community.